And it's time for a Studio 2 session with a multi-award-winning world music band making their Santa Fe debut this weekend, Suzanne Tang and Mystic Journey, featuring Gilbert Levy. And I have Gilbert and Suzanne in the studios with me. Welcome.
Thank you. Hi.
It's kind of strange to know that I've known you about a year, and yet this is your first show in Santa Fe. I guess you've done one in Española recently, and now you're making your Santa Fe debut this weekend.
Yeah, we are. We've been in Los Angeles performing in different places, but we are excited to be bringing the band out, and it's our band debut here. So yeah, it's going to be very fun to have them here.
So now the two of you are partners, and then you've got the two members that live in Los Angeles that
Correct.
Are flying in just for this weekend.
Right.
Yeah, so, we're excited because we haven't played with them in quite a while.
So you're going to have a full house this weekend. They're staying with you, right?
Yeah.
I hope there's enough beer.
Yeah, you'll get some extra practice time in too. For me, this is a real treat, and I'll tell you why. When I first met you, you guys handed me a CD, and you said, check us out. I think you might like it. And I took it home and was just stunned. It was so beautiful.
Oh.
And I couldn't wait to have you guys play live on the radio. And it's taken us about a year to get it together. So I'm really glad to have you both here today. And Gilbert, you're going to handle that percussion there. Suzanne on flute. We'd love to hear a song to start off.
Okay, great. Thank you. Those are such nice words, Ira. It's great. We're going to play an improvisation. We love to do this. This is something that is really at the essence of what we're all about. So Gilbert has this gorgeous instrument called the hung. It's H-A-N-G. It's from Switzerland. And I'm playing an alto flute. And this is for you, all of you.
Thank you. Beautiful. Suzanne Tang, Gilbert Levy, live in Studio 2 with us today on 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe. You mentioned you love improvisation. Mm-hmm. How much of that song was improvised?
Oh, that was completely improvised.
That's amazing.
We love it. We just did an amazing show in LA with our guys. And it's a show we've done every year for maybe 12 years. And so the audience knows our music inside and out. And so what we get to do for 2.5 hours is completely create for them, and we do our hits, you know. But what we did this time is made them different. Every piece was different, and it was amazing. It was such a joy because we really found new voices from our instruments and a new sense of collaboration between all of us. And so we love it. And so that was completely improvised.
And it makes every performance different then too. Every concert that you can go to,
every show is different. Yeah, these shows coming up. We're going to do 3 different shows, the Saturday night shows at a yoga studio. So it's going to be an opportunity to go really deep, like what we just did on some of the quieter pieces, but also really dynamic and let people dance and just get ecstatic. The Sunday show, we really want to make that family friendly. So we're going to keep that a lot of our recorded pieces with folk tunes and really kind of upbeat pieces. And then Monday at the Plaza, it'll be a shorter show, 45 minutes. So we'll just kind of have a combination of the greatest hits with okay. maybe 1 or 2 improvs.
Well, we'll talk about these shows here in just a moment. Now, when you guys improvise, I'm curious because I noticed like neither of you were actually looking at each other during it. So how does the improv work? I mean, are you so focused orally on, with your ears on what the other is doing? That's how you improvise? Or, I mean, take me through the process.
I've always liked bands. Like when, for example, when Lionel Richie left the Commodores, I just thought it went because they had a thing. Uh-huh. And I'm so grateful. We've been together for 12, 14 years musically. We've been married for some of that. And I'm so glad we have a thing so we can refer. If we don't play for a long time or a short time, we have an easy reference with each other. And uh-huh. now that our bandmates are becoming that way as well, it makes it easy. We can trust that we're going to make the right decisions, and we know that all of us listen. So it's a question of listening, whether she starts or I start, and we follow. This instrument is somewhat limited, the hung, because it's a particular scale. So usually I start when it comes to this instrument, but it's intense, active listening.
Yeah. Well, while we're on the subject of that instrument, tell me the background on it. Where does it come from?
Well, it's a fascinating instrument because it's a new instrument for a change. They were inspired by the Trinidadian steel drum.
Yeah.
But these two, Felix and Sabina Scharrer in Switzerland, the instrument is maybe 12 or maybe 15 years old now.
Oh,
and
that's it?
We found it. It was in a catalog, and they were just getting started. So they I emailed them and I said, it was for $600. And I said, can you make a better price for me because I'm just a humble musician? And they said, sure, we'll sell it to you for $375 plus case. And now it's about $2,000. If you see it online, it's that they can be $5,000. And if they find out that you've tried to sell it, then they'll cut you off because that they could have done that if they wanted to.
Yeah.
So it's become rare because they pulled it off the market. If they were Americans, I always say they would have had a plant in Tijuana putting them out.
Yeah,
but they really treasure it, and it got to be very common. So now they've pulled it back. You have to write them a letter. They've closed their website.
Wow.
So I feel
so
really
lucky to have one.
I feel very grateful that we just had this reading material in the bathroom.
And it came from Switzerland.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. I wouldn't have thought, I don't know, a different source,
exactly.
Different origin for it. But okay. Well, let's talk about these shows coming up and tell us a little bit about each one. We'll start with Saturday. It'll be at the Dragon Rising Studio, 7:30 Saturday night.
Yeah, that's a beautiful yoga studio that's also new in town. It was known as Center, and now it's Dragon Rising. So it's thedragonrising.com. It's in Pateco Park. And it's a beautiful space, and I do my yoga there, and I love the people there. So we're excited about that.
Okay. And it'll be kind of meditative, would you say?
It's everything. It's going to be a little meditative, but also really energetic with the drums and dancing and the full spectrum. We're called Mystic Journey because we really like that full mystic journey, which isn't just the peaceful. It's also that ecstatic, just really releasing yourself in the drums and the music.
Gotcha. And then you move over to El Dorado on Sunday.
Then we move to El Dorado on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Saturday night show is 7:30, and Sunday's at 3 p.m. And that's really to invite all the families to come out. We really love to play for children and seniors, people of all ages. And we introduce so many instruments and different styles of music to people. So it's great to open the young ones' ears to these different types of music.
Definitely. That's the performance space at La Tienda and 3 p.m. showtime on Sunday. And on Monday, you head over to the bandstand for an afternoon show. You're really working your band while they're here for 3 days, aren't you?
Well, since they're out
no
here,
rest
why
for
not?
Them.
Yeah. Yeah, we're excited. You know, it'll be fun to be at the plaza. I'd love to go out there and hear the music. So it's exciting that we get to go out there now.
Yeah, it sounds like a good combination with Martha Reich, too. We like her, too.
Oh,
and
great.
I think it's going to be a good double bill. That's at noon. That is not the nighttime Monday show. That is the afternoon show, and Suzanne Tang and Mystic Journey featuring Gilbert Levy will be on around 12:45 in the afternoon,
right.
Playing to about 1:30.
Correct.
Okay, well, let's hear another song before we let you go.
Okay. We have a Chinese flute called the Dietze, and Gilbert's playing his Bugaraboo drum. And this is a
little foot rattles,
and this is a piece called China Lily. So it's actually one of our more composed pieces, but almost all, maybe 90% of our pieces always have an element of improv in it, with, you know, kind of like a jazz standard that might have, you know, the improv solos in there.
Mm-hmm.
So here's China Lily. Thank you.
Excellent. That is Suzanne Tang, Gilbert Levy, and their band Mystic Journey will be joining them this Saturday at the Dragon Rising Yoga Studio in town, 7:30. Also at the Performance Space on Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock at La Tienda in El Dorado. And Monday on the Plaza, lunchtime free shows getting underway at noon with Martha Reich. And then Suzanne Tang, Mystic Journey with Gilbert Levy will be appearing about 12:45 in the afternoon. Before I let you go, Suzanne, how long have you been playing the flute?
I've been playing many, many, many years since I was 10.
Since you were 10. Okay, we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Well, the if I can definitely recommend all the CDs that I've heard by Suzanne and Mystic Journey. So they'll be available out at the Plaza on Monday at all the performances over the weekend. And you can also, for more information, go to Suzanne Tang. That's T-E-N-G, SuzanneTang.com for more information on the web. Thank you so much for coming in, you two.
Thank you so much, Ira.
All righty.